Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into our broadcast again this week, and we have this special series of broadcasts that have been going on for a handful of months. Asking these three questions. Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for the end of this world? Are you ready for your judgment? We know that we're living in the last days. It has been the last days since the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, since the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, since the apostles and brethren were used of the Lord to write the scriptures. We know that this 2,000 years since our Lord came and fulfilled his gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection, that we are living in the last days. Have we come to the end times? That is the question. We don't know. It will not be known till we arrive there. This passage that we're going to take a look at here today in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 speaks about something that will be known towards the end, towards the coming of the Lord. And it's all hinges, as I see it, hinges on what a particular word, the word revealed, means, to what extent revealing and revelation will be of this one that's spoken about here in this passage. So we'll take a look at it. Taking a look at news even this morning. There's trouble and war and atrocities and terribleness that's taking place over in the Middle East. ISIS is doing the work, the wicked, evil work that they're doing, and much of the world is greatly concerned, as we should be, about it, and nations are making moves to combat that, and I find it very interesting that there in the Middle East, the world's attention, as it always has been turned to the Middle East, but is being turned to a greater international degree. And so could it be that we are coming up on the end times? I don't know. I don't know. The return of the Lord is only known by the Father, if you will. The Lord Jesus in his humanity said the angels in heaven don't know. And I think he implied that he does not know. Only the Father knows. And when he says for the Lord Jesus to come back and rapture his saints out, then it will come and then it will be known. The main point of these broadcasts is are you ready for that? And we ask these questions. Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? If the Lord Jesus Christ would come in the rapture today, what would that mean for you? The rapture of the saints, what would that mean for you? Are you saved? Will you go with him? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Have you repented of your sins and trusted in him and he saved your soul? And so you know that when Jesus comes, it'll all be okay because Jesus will take care of you and he will take you on to be with him. Are you ready for the end of this world? What if this world is, not what if in that maybe it will happen, but what if today, which there's things that will happen beforehand, I understand that, but what if today would be the end of this world? What would happen to you? You would face eternity. What would happen to you? Do you know what would happen to you? Do you have any hope beyond this world, beyond this planet? Do you have any hope beyond this land? And then are you ready for your judgment? Are you ready to stand before your Creator? Every man will give an account, the scripture bears out. Every person, every man, every woman will stand before God Almighty in judgment in one way or another. as a sinner, condemned, having refused the gospel and the salvation of the Lord Jesus, will stand at the great white throne judgment, which we've taken a look at in previous broadcasts and previous considerations of the scripture, or they'll stand before the judgment seat of Christ as children, not having the eternity of their souls in the balance, but having before them and the Lord, their service of the Lord from the time that our Lord saved them, saved us, and how we served him with the rest of our time, as Brother Peter mentions in his epistles. We take a look here at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We begin in verse number 1. It says, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him." Speaking to the saints, speaking about the gathering together of the saints of God unto the Lord Jesus Christ and to God Almighty. And that is the context. That is who he's speaking to here. This church of Thessalonica, there in Greece, it seems that these folks had maybe received epistles, letters that were forgeries from other than the Apostle Paul. And they had been maybe told some things that were not true. And the Apostle Paul, in the way that he writes this epistle, this second epistle to the Thessalonian church there, he makes indication indicates some safeguards that they might know that the writing is original, it is from him, and that they should listen to him, the Lord's apostle, unto them. And so seemingly they've been given some bad information, and they were troubled here. It says in verse number 2, "that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled," seems as if they had been shaken in mind and troubled, "neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter as from us," he says, "as that the day of Christ is at hand." And so it seemingly they received some information. They'd received an epistle, a forgery possibly, some preaching, some teaching, a letter from one that said that they were authorized to speak for God, that the Lord Jesus had come back already. And so we see here also in the end of this short epistle in chapter 3, he signs off this epistle in chapter 3, verse number 17, "the salutation of Paul with mine own hand, which is the token in every epistle, so I write." So we know, for example, the epistle to the church at Rome, it was written by a brother that was there with the Apostle Paul. Yet, at this happening and false prophets rising up and communicating to this church false doctrine, saying that the Lord had already come, the Apostle Paul makes a point then to, even though another brother would write at the dictation of the Apostle Paul, he yet would sign the epistle that it might be known by the churches that it is from him, it is authentic, and it is the inspired word of God, because that's how the scripture came about. That's how these epistles came about, as they were inspired. They were breathed by God through his men, that his people, the churches of the Lord, would have the good word of God. So the church here has had something happen, and the apostle is dealing with that. He's dealing with it in general, that they might know that what he writes is from him. And then he's going to set in order, evidently, the falsehoods that were conveyed to the church, that, as he says, shook their minds, troubled their hearts, troubled their spirits, and such as that. And so the subject is, "as that the day of Christ is at hand," verse number 2. Verse number 3, listen to what he says. "Let no man deceive you by any means." Evidently, there had been some deception. "For that day," the day of Christ, "shall not come except there come a falling away first. The love of many will wax cold," as our Lord says in Matthew. Indeed, we see this. You think about Baptist churches across the land, those that claim the name of Baptist. Many have the name of Baptist on their sign and on their building, but don't hold to the distinctive Baptist doctrines that were given by our Lord in the day that he built his first church. Many in this day are taking off the name Baptist, and just as well, if they feel inclined to do so, I'm glad that they do, to take off the name Baptist. They don't want it. They don't seem to care and have any, don't believe any significance or importance to that. Again, the name Baptist is not a name that Baptists, the Lord's churches, have claimed. It's a name, it started off as a slam, and rebaptizers, they were called many centuries ago. Our forebears were called many centuries ago. He said, first, there's going to be a falling away, and indeed, we see that in our day. Many churches are societal groups. They're just clubs for the community. People come there. How is it at your church? Do you go to your church services to see and be seen? Or do you go to worship God Almighty in spirit and in truth? The Lord says in chapter 4, as he speaks to the woman there at the well at Sychar, that that's who the Lord is seeking, those that will worship him in spirit, his spirit. There are many spirits, but he means his spirit, and in truth. And the only place that there's truth is in his word, not what we think, not as it is in our day, and as the apostle writes in other places, that in the last days there will be scoffers, there will be mockers, and there will be those that'll pull to themselves teachers having itching ears. I just heard about a church looking for a pastor. And they had a man that applied, a man that submitted his resume. And when they met with the man, they were really encouraged by his credentials. We seem to live in a day that credentials are the only important thing rather than the calling of the Lord of a man and his handling of the Word of God. Nevertheless, he told them when he met with them, he said, whatever you want, that's what I'll give you. If you want conventional church services, I'll give you that. If you want praise and worship services, I'll give you that. If you want a modern format, I'll give you that. You just let me know what you want me to do, and that's what I'll give you. What a sad, sad affair. What a sad, sad position by a so-called man of God. We're to hold forth the word of God and the truth of God's word. Indeed, it is a calling, not a vocation. It's a calling of God to preach the good word of God, to edify, to give good food out of the word of God to the Lord's people and the Lord's churches. And indeed, many have fallen away, many that have claimed the name of Christ and the calling of Christ and the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ have fallen away from him and from his doctrine. He says, first, don't let no man deceive you, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And I believe indeed we have seen that. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.